In February, the Bright Stars made history after hammering Senegal in the International Basketball Federation World Cup Africa qualifiers to secure a spot for the upcoming games. Aro Ramadan Chan is the Deputy Secretary General of the South Sudan Basketball Federation. He tells VOA the team is practicing and playing friendly tournaments in preparation for their international appearance. Aro says, as part of its preparations, the South Sudan team has had to make reinforcements, including adding NBA players Wenyen Gabriel and Khalik Jones, and Maria Shayok and Emmanuel Akot, who have both played for the Canadian national team, and Mangok Mathiang, who has played for Australia.
You know, as the tournament progresses from one level to another, as all teams do, you get to add more experienced players. You get to add some of the best players that you didn't have previously. We did our level best to bring everybody on board to maintain that team that we had in the qualifiers. And then we added some of our big boys, some of our NBA boys, some of our pros who are playing out who couldn't come back then because of the commitments to different clubs, and they are all in season.
Aro says head coach Royal Ivy will have his major callback, which includes Captain Kwan Kwan and Nuni Omot, Deng Akworth and Mareng Gatkworth, who played in the African qualifiers. And Aro says, with the impossible task at hand, the team is ready and the players cannot wait to represent South Sudan.
Oh, the feeling is beautiful. The feeling is so positive. The boys are very excited. The boys are pumped up. The boys are ready to represent the flag. They are ready to represent our nation. And they can't wait for the day to come. They are very ready. Mentally, physically, psychologically, the boys are ready.
Optimism reigns in the South Sudan camp. And despite having to win in the group stages to move to the next stage, Aro believes the team will give its utmost best.
We're always hoping for the best, you know. And as we always say, we just go out there. We leave it out there. We leave it everything on the court. So that by the time the last whistle goes, you know that you've given your best. You've given 100%, 110%. 120%, and then after that, the results will speak for themselves. Win or lose, our boys are going to give it their 100%, and we are just hoping for good results, but we have a good team.
Sande Dech is one of the players of the Bright Stars. He says last week's pre-World Cup friendlies helped the team gel together in preparations for tough matches ahead of them.
Obviously, being our first tournament, our hopes are to play one game at a time, put our best foot forward, and you know, play that game and then lead on to the next one. And our hopes for the group is to finish as a top African team to qualify for the Olympics next year. You know, whether that's making it to the next round, to the third round, we don't know what that looks like. But at the moment, our process is just one game at a time. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Once again, we're honoured, we're excited, and it's an opportunity to create history for our young country and you know, lay the foundation for the future generations.
Basketball fans in South Sudan say they are confident the Bright Stars will bring back a trophy. Supporter Agao Kothia Kwany says she is waiting to see the Bright Stars perform in the World Cup matches.
This is the second historic event after South Sudan independence as the first country in East Africa to qualify for World Cup. We are so proud of our national team. We wish all the best. We are going to show the world that we are existing.
And Juba Town resident Kenyi Frederick predicts the Bright Stars will surprise the world.
All the best to our basketball national team. We look forward to celebrate your great victory in the next few weeks to come. It means a lot to us as the young people in the Republic of South Sudan. So we wish you all the best. God bless you.
The South Sudan Bright Stars only joined the International Basketball Federation in December 2013, 2 years after the country gained independence. The Bright Stars will make their global debut in the World Cup 2023 on August 26th. For VOA News, I'm Lucy Pony, reporting from Nairobi.